USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is denying a claim by the British government that it plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains the path forward.
Even as we're building up deterrence, even as we're building up defense for Ukraine, we're also engaged in diplomacy and dialogue. And I met, as you know, with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva just a few days ago to try to find out if there is a real path forward on diplomacy and dialogue.
Reports are coming in that the State Department could begin evacuating the families of U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine. The shipment of Javelin anti-armor missiles, which was made in the U.S., is headed to Kiev. President Biden says they're ready to impose consequences if Russia does begin to invade Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
One Democratic senator is speaking out against the censuring of Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema.
Independent Bernie Sanders comments on the Arizona Democratic Party's censure of Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
What the Arizona Democratic Party did was exactly right.
The Byrne praising the Arizona arm of the party for condemning Sinema's vote to keep the Senate filibuster in place, and along with Senator Joe Manchin, her decision did succeed at killing the passage of two major voting rights bills that Democrats are pushing. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A sheriff's corporal in Harris County, Texas, Charles Galloway, was shot and killed during a traffic stop in southwest Houston. The police department there is heading the investigation. Chief Troy Finner says the suspect, who is described as a Hispanic male, got out of his car and opened fire on the officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Airstrikes in the country of Yemen is leading to international outrage. This report from the BBC.
No sleep in the port of Hodeida last night. After 7 years, the war in Yemen is intensifying again. The Saudis are trying to capture Hodeida from the Houthis, who are backed by Iran. On Tuesday, airstrikes on the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, targeted senior Houthi commanders. But their families were at home, so children and women were amongst the casualties. Yemenis have grown used to Saudi attacks. The war, it seems, never ends. And now, a new cycle of violence has started in this proxy war between regional powers.
The airstrike targeted the Al Junaid house. Three families lived there.
Drone footage reveals the extent of the damage. This was retaliation for Houthi attacks on the United Arab Emirates, the first for more than 3 years. A UAE official explained in a video call with a Washington think tank.
Several attacks, combination of cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and drones, targeted civilian sites in the UAE.
Saudi forces responded the next day with airstrikes on Sana'a. The exchange of fire comes after renewed fighting in which Saudi and the UAE-backed forces have seized the area around Shabwa from the Houthis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.